What's up, you guys? This is Kelly, and you are listening to a Velvet's Edge minisode. I am here with Carrie Engel, who gives me Botox. Give him your full title, though, because you just tried to describe it to me. It's like way too many words.
Oh, no. Yes. it's so funny you said my last name, because I forget that I used to be that. Like,
is this
like
your maiden name?
Yeah, but I forget.
Oh, what's your new name?
Claudel.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Carrie Claudel.
I'm not used to it. Being married for 10 months, I'm like, I forgot. Anyway, I'm Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie that works at a lawn.
I'm a cosmetic nurse, and I specialize in non-surgical aesthetic treatments, and I have a niche in facial injectables.
Yes.
So those dirty little words.
Those dirty little words. And we're Botox. Actually going to do, yeah, Botox. We're going to do one about filler.
Yeah.
And then also the laser world, kind of get into that, because we've been talking about doing some stuff on me for that.
Yes.
But, okay, you said you described it as a dirty little word. And I am pretty open about the fact that I get Botox. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are scared shitless of this.
Yes.
What do you think about, like, how do you talk to people who come into you and they're like, I'm just feeling terrible, or I feel like I look terrible and I need some help, but I'm scared of Botox.
It's like talking people off the edge.
It really is.
I know. Well, you know, I feel like I'm a real advocate of education.
Okay.
So all my patients, like, I take the time with them because I really want them to be educated about why I'm doing their Botox in a certain place, what they need, what they're seeing, and why they're seeing it. And sometimes they're seeing things that don't even matter.
Like what?
I mean, like, they might think that there's an area that's, you know, this baby little line they see on the side of their mouth.
You would never notice that.
Exactly. But the reason why they're seeing that is caused by something else around the mouth that's a muscle issue.
Okay.
So that's an area that we can talk about some Botox to lift some muscles.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, I feel like that what you don't know, you're afraid of. And let's just be honest, that there are a lot of bad work. A lot of people.
There's bad Botox.
I mean, even celebrities, everything. You're like, what is wrong with their eyebrows?
Yeah, and that was my biggest thing, is like, I kept waking up in the morning, and I actually started getting it right before I turned 30, I think, which to a lot of people sounds really young, but I have a really thin face, and it was just needed. Really?
Yeah.
But I would wake up in the morning, and I just looked tired no matter if I had slept 10 hours, and I started getting Botox, and immediately I just felt like I looked like myself. But the biggest fear of mine was I don't want my face to be frozen.
Right.
Yes. So why I like you is because everything is very conservative. So talk a little bit about that, because I think that's a really, really important piece.
It totally is. You know, you can make it shout, talk, or whisper.
Okay.
You can make Botox in certain muscles just soften the wrinkles. And then there's certain muscles that you want to lift. So it's like very open to the face, and it's complimenting. Mm-hmm. And then you might just need to balance out the eyebrows. I mean, that's the beauty of Botox to me, is that you can lift muscles, you can drop muscles, you can open up a face, you can gain confidence in people, you can make them stop sweating, you can make them stop having headaches.
Oh yeah, migraines. I have a friend who does that.
Yeah, and wherever you get Botox, you will not get a pimple, because it cuts out the sebaceous gland.
Are
and
there's
you actually research and stuff being done about that right now. Yes.
Oh my god.
If you notice that you don't get a lot of breakouts on your forehead when you get your Botox done.
That's why.
Yeah. And you get that glow.
Yeah, there's definitely a glow. For me, like I said, it's just made me feel like I look like myself.
Yeah.
And it's also, I always describe it as like a Pringles like ad, because once you pop, like, you really can't stop.
Yeah, you're in the club.
I'm so in the club.
I'm a drug dealer after that. I won't let you overdose, though.
So you said the age I started was normal.
Yeah.
What do you recommend to people?
At the age of 28, all things 28. Start to happen, really. Okay. I would say the I'm going to have different age ranges, but I would say that I know for a fact. I mean, at the age of 28, you start losing volume, teaspoon of collagen a year. And so it's therefore it's, you start seeing, you're like, why aren't I like yummy in the cheeks? Like, why are these brown spots here?
Yeah.
Like, why do I not look like I did in my pictures on my 26th birthday? And it's normal. And I have some patients that of course have children younger, and so that will cause volume loss, and your muscles just start to lose laxity, and your bones change. I mean, it all happens around 28 to 30, so that's usually when people are like, I need to, like, I'm just gonna find out more.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just skin treatments too. I mean, there's a lot you can do at home that complement your Botox too. I mean, it's all together.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything. But yeah, Botox is definitely super popular, you know, at your age.
Okay. So what would you say if someone is sitting here listening to this and they're like, okay, I've been thinking about this, or I do feel like they feel like me and they say they look tired or they're mm-hmm. wanting to kind of change. What is the main thing that Botox can do?
I would say that it's a compliment getter. Like, you know, when it's okay. injected correctly, to open up your face and just balance out your eyebrows and, you know, lift those muscles and open you up so you don't feel as look as tired,
mm-hmm.
then I would say that would be like the game changer.
Yeah.
I call it a compliment getter, honestly. I mean, you're going to look 5 years younger. You're going to get compliments when it's injected correctly for your face shape. Did you get your hair done? Did you get a new shirt? Like,
yeah.
You know, you look so good today. And they don't know what the hell it is, but they know that something just looks better.
Something looks better.
Yeah, and that's how you know that it's done right. And it's like, oh, it's my Botox. You don't even know.
Yeah, like no one could notice exactly what
it is.
And
that makes you feel better too.
Of course.
I mean, it kind of works on the psyche.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you get compliments and you're like, okay. You know, and you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, I don't look like I'm tired. I look like I feel like I do on the inside.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm. If someone came to you, because I actually have had this conversation a lot with people on set when I'm doing their makeup and they say, oh, I'm 60. It's past the point of no return for me. Like,
oh, no, honey.
No. So what would you say to the person like that?
You know, honestly, that's a different genre or age group.
Okay.
And so the more mature age group, there's definitely they can go way too much and almost look harsh. They can look older.
Yeah.
You just want to soften them.
Okay.
So normally when you think of older muscle, like older, more mature patients, their muscles, they're more lax. And so mm-hmm. some muscles will pull differently and it kind of makes their eyebrows extra arched. And, you know, there's a different, you know, measurement between different areas of the eyes. And so you just want to take that in consideration, just do a small amount just to soften them in those areas
mm-hmm.
so that they don't have that Joan Rivers look naturally, because that's why their muscles are moving, because that's just normal aging.
Right.
But, you know, you soften those areas and you lift the corners of the mouth. And to me, the main areas I look for on a female are eyes, like brightening up the area, like you said you did, mm-hmm. That you wanted, that you noticed, like looking tired. And it's also the corners of the mouth.
Yeah.
So if you brighten up in between your eyebrow area and you're looking less tired, but then the lower half of your face says that you're sad because your corners are turning down, which is a very, 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 I mean, that's, you can't, I mean, men do it too. Females do that. And so you got to make
like
sure you're matching.
Face?
Yeah, like the frown face. Like when you look to the side, it looks like the corners are pulling down. You look sad.
Yeah.
And we don't always see ourselves like that. You know, like we could be walking down the mall or at a bar waiting for, mm-hmm. you know, a date and you look like you're frowning, but it's just the way your muscles are mm-hmm. and you just don't even know you look that way. But it's somebody else, you're perceived like you're sad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's depressed. Oh, she's like, I'm gonna be fun. Or, you know, like I don't want to be unapproachable. So when the corners of the mouth are lifted, which is another form, not form, but another way that I like to use Botox in the lower face, then things match. Like the corners are lifted and, you know, the eyes are open and, you know, there's less wrinkles on in between their eyebrows or around their eyes, and they match and they just look happy and rested and softened. And those are the two main areas I would say for a more mature patient.
So yeah, the thing I hear you saying the most is like Botox isn't made to just freeze your face and mm-mm. make you look scary. I think that's people's biggest fear. It's really made to make you look like your best self.
Yes, your best self, and to feel your best self. It's all about confidence. All of this stuff is. And I think that people are getting to realize that. Like I have less people coming into the office that really are like, I want to look Jersey
Frozen.
Shore. Like,
yeah, I mean, Jersey Shore.
I mean, there's a few.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can soften them. They don't realize it. They just know that they do look better.
Yeah.
But anyway, but yeah, but people are just more conservative, you know, and they want to look natural. And a little bit of this medicine is a great thing. I mean, it's, you know, you can do too much of anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can drink too much water and mess up your electrolytes. You can do too much Tylenol mess up your liver. I mean, anything like over, you know, over too much is not a good thing. So just a small amount sprinkled in the right places. That's where measurements come in. Like, I'm really big about measuring your face because I can see where your natural arch is, and I can see where I want your Botox placed, because a lot of people come in, well, not a lot, but some people come in and they kind of like tell me what to do. Like, inject me here and lift this part of my eyebrow. I'm like, well, girl, it's going to drop it. Because it says Botox works on your muscles, yes, but it does the opposite of what you would think it would do. So where you would frown and everything kind of pulls down, that's actually a lifter muscle.
Okay.
And you need your muscles in your forehead to keep your eyebrows lifted. And there's some eyebrows out there that are just really flat. And and that's just hereditary, and it's fine. But you have to be considerate of how much Botox are getting there, because they need to have that muscle to keep them lifted. So it's a balancing act. And that's where you get people that say, oh, I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
Because my brows dropped. Or my friend did it and she looked like spocked eyebrows. And her eyebrows were touching her forehead. I mean, touching her hairline. And I mean, like, so it's, and you have to take in consideration, because the forehead muscle will make or break Botox to me.
Yeah,
it
me too.
Make or break it. There's always room for a tweak, though.
Mm-hmm.
Always room for a tweak after it all kicks in. It takes about a whole week to kick in.
Yeah. So what would you say to people, because obviously some of my listeners are not in Nashville, so if they're going in, because what I hear you saying too is it's really important to make sure your injector knows what they're doing.
Yes.
And I look at Botox as an art, truly. When I watch you guys do it, you're looking at my face, I know, and seeing what would work, like proportionally, how to even things out,
so
where
true.
I need to be brightened.
Yep.
So what would you suggest as the main thing people look for in an injector?
Well, that they're qualified.
Okay, what's a qualification, I guess?
So, and there's a lot of nurses. I'm a nurse. I'm a 4-year degree nurse. I have a certified aesthetic nurse specialist. So I have, you know, I've been doing this for 13 years. Mm-hmm. And after a certain amount of time, you're able to take another set of boards. Because when you're an RN, you can do boards. I mean, you do your boards to you know, get your registered nurse license. And so you can specialize in anything. I mean, you can, if you're a neonatal, if you're plastic surgery, but of course I've been doing this all my life. So I chose to do aesthetics. And so when you're board certified, that's huge, because that means that you like really know what you're doing. You know, not only like you're putting a needle in someone's skin to lift a muscle, but you know what's there.
Yeah.
Because if people don't realize that they're looking on YouTube and that they're watching Instagram, and it looks like this is this glamorous, like fun, you know, it is a fun job, but I mean, like, it's so easy, but it's not. I mean, there is, you can cause people can go blind. There's nerve endings there. If you're not careful, I mean, there's, it's like very tedious.
Yeah. And I had a friend say to me, her brother-in-law is like an ER doctor. And so he has access to Botox. And she goes, I'm just going to have him do that. And I go, I would not do that.
He is good in emergency situations. So
it's not the same.
It's like, rock that out.
Yeah.
But I also think, you know, if you're under a dermatologist or plastic surgeon, absolutely. But there's some that, you know, dermatologists that, you know, that they do skin cancers. And that's what they do, and that's what they love. But they're not going to take that extra time just because they're a dermatologist to be like, I'm going to really be the artist here. Like, I want to do the Botox so well. That's not their bread and butter. That's not their love. They're just doing it because it's offered there. And they're kind of like, well, I'm the doctor, so I guess I'll do it. But it's not always, it's kind of textbook sometimes. I have a lot of patients that see doctors and it just wasn't the same, you know. But if you're seeing a nurse, and in the state of Tennessee, you at least have to be a nurse practitioner, a physician's assistant, or a doctor, you know, no esthetician, things like that. So you just need to make sure that they're qualified and that you've seen their work and that they don't look crazy.
Right.
I mean, it's all about your brand. I mean, if you look crazy, you're like, why? If you got brown spots all over you and your lips are bigger than your face, I mean,
don't put something on my face then. Yeah.
And then also, you know, it's like also referral.
That's how how I found you, is just a couple friends of mine go to you and they look great.
Yeah.
So just like you're saying, it's kind of like a walking business card.
Yeah.
Okay. God, I feel like we could talk about Botox forever.
All day.
You guys message me on Instagram or email me at kelly@velvetsedge.com if you have any more questions for Carrie. And we will either do another mini-sode or we'll get you those questions answered. But thank you so much. This is really informative.
I love beauty talks. Good time.
Bye.